Blog Talk Radio.
Girl Diva Mary Kay, today is the day that the Lord has made, and I thank him for waking me up and always, always surrounding me with angels. Father God, thank you for just blessing me and continuing to just put me in a position no matter. God is always on time, y'all. Shout out to the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. I love you. Also, shout out to my honey bunny. I have to take this time out right now and say I love you, baby. You mean so much to me, and I thank you for always having my back. You are the bomb, booby. God is always on time, and guess what? I got a personal angel, y'all. No matter where, yo, I swear I got a personal angel, because I'm going to let y'all know something this morning. Leaving Mary Kay was almost late with spiritual feeding. Mm-hmm. Almost burnt the biscuits, y'all. I'm sorry. I almost burnt the biscuits, but thank God for him always having somebody that support everything that I do. I thank you, Lord. Y'all go wash your hands because it's time for spiritual feeding. It's time to get it in today. I know you're getting your breakfast on the West Coast. What up, West Coast? I know you're getting your lunch on the East. What up, Coast? And to the North and the South, y'all know I got love for y'all. But before we get the spiritual feeding, y'all got to go wash your hands. And I'm going to tell y'all why y'all got to go wash your hands. We've been talking about communication all week. And today we're going to talk about these talk about tea parties that y'all have at y'all little breakfast clubs and your little peanut peanut galleries at your lunchtime. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about them gossip and giggles. Oh, man. Shout out to Jazzy, too. Good morning, Jazzy. Shout out to Jazzy. But we're going to talk about these talk about tea parties that we've been having, y'all. Come on. It's not cool no more. Like, it's so whack. Y'all don't know how you can hurt somebody when you talk about tea parties. And a lot of people think, you know, you really don't have no people skills. So what do? You go and you talk about somebody and bring them down on today. And that ain't cool, y'all. Definitely ain't cool. Y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And in the meantime, in between time, while we're talking about these talk about tea parties that we've been having, we don't have to talk about people to properly communicate. You can really destroy your person's communication skills. And that's what we're talking about today. Let's get into our scripture for today, because we get in our spiritual feeding on. You're live on Diva Spot ENT, which is host Diva Mary Kay. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can also check in on a live chat with me. I love my little chat room. Shout out to my chatters. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. All right. The word, the scripture comes from Proverbs 16, chapter 16, verses 10. 24 and 27. I can barely hear myself think above all this clucking. The word says, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. Pleasant words are as in honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. An ungodly man, hear this, y'all, an ungodly man biggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as burning as women. An ungodly man biggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. I got to read that again because I need to clearly get it. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. Pleasant words are as the honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. I thank God for the whole scripture, but an ungodly man digging up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. I'm attracted to what they're saying, because when you talk about somebody, I mean, what is the message behind it? Like, are you too high up on your horse that you feel like you have to talk about somebody? Can you properly communicate? And I wanted to say this because we have these little breakfast clubs and these little lunch groups, you know, little peanut galleries, little clique, and we get together and start talking about people. And the conversation probably sound like this, especially with sisters, especially with women. Probably sound like this. You know what, girl, I can just tell she must be easy. She just looked like a loose woman. Oh, I know I don't like her. I can just tell that the way by she walked that I just don't like her. She walked like she a stripper or something. Well, here come your girlfriend. Here come your talk about teaming. You talk about tea party team member come in. Well, I heard she keeps a messy house. And I did. And did you see them earrings she was wearing, girl? I wouldn't be caught dead wearing those big old clunky clunkers. Where'd she get them from, the 99 cent store? Those are definitely some clunkers. And then here you go, girl, clunkers, that's a new one, girl. Y'all high-fiving, y'all slapping. You know what I'm saying? You ask the girl, where you get that one from? You say, I don't know, but she looks like a clucker. She likes a chunky. Then you start talking about that weight, talking about her body. Girl, she looks chunky, too. And those shoes are definitely clunkers. Where'd she get them from? Just hating for no reason. Don't even know her. But don't you realize when you hate on somebody, you're intimidated by them? Wake up, people. Good afternoon, people. When you talking about somebody, most likely you're intimidated by their swag. It's something about them that you just want. Definitely intimidated. You may be like, she ain't got nothing on me. She look a hot mess. Come on now. Who really hitting that? Who really hollering at her? Who really talking to him? He broke. He ain't got no money. He on the bus. His breath stink. Going in. Going in all the way in. But it's something that they got that you don't got, and that's why you hating. Or you really want to get to know them, or you just been stuck around a whole bunch of four-time haters all day. But we talking about this communication piece. Learn how to communicate. Because the ungodly man, evil comes out of his mouth, burning like fire. Your words that you use will destroy a life. I know this because I've done it. And I continue to repent. Father God, forgive me for hurting those that I did in the past and even the ones that's in the future. I don't want to offend nobody. See, because at that time, at a time, that's all I had. That was my only weapon. And a lot of you, all y'all got is your mouth. That's it. That's all y'all got is your mouth. But it's time to feed the spirit. It's a song, I Need You to Survive. It says, I'll pray for you, you pray for me, I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you, I need you to survive. Just because you know somebody that you don't know somebody on a personal level or you don't know them, you should love them anyway. Shout out to the 215, the 616, and the 623 live in the building. I'm so glad that y'all tuned in with me. And 215, you always with me. I'm going to pray of you. I really want to, I see you in the building. I just don't know who you is, but you definitely rock with my show, and I thank you so much. Press the one button so you can talk to me this morning. I definitely want to thank you personally. I want to know who you are. I just don't want to open up on a line, but that wouldn't be right. But I'm thankful you tune in with me, and I pray, you know, over you. Right now, Father God, I just pray for this person that you continue to bless them. Give them victory. Give them favor on today, Lord. I'm so blessed to have them in the house with me. Lord, your word says if where there's two or more, you know, you are in the midst. And I'm so thankful that you're here. Oh, wow, you're going to talk to me as well, 215-758. What's going on?
Hey, F.
Good morning.
Good morning, my love. I told you once I found out about the radio station, I'm on it.
Oh, Angel, I love you very much. Thank you for tuning in. I'm like, who is this person?
I told you when I be at work, you be coming on, so I got to listen to you. But I can't always talk even though I want to.
Oh, that's cool. I thank you for tuning in, but we definitely about to get it in. I just wanted to definitely know who you is, because, girl, you know we talking about this talk about tea party. You know we done been in the midst of some talkers, and we done been some talkers.
I have. I've been a talker.
Well, that's what's up. I know you can't talk much, but I thank you for tuning in. So just keep listening in, okay?
You know, I will.
All right. Shout out to my girl Angel Live in the building all the way. Well, not from Brick City no more, from PA. Well, definitely what's up. But we definitely been in some talk about tea parties. We done watched some talk about tea parties. We done watched some full-time haters work overtime. How about that? It's so, so crazy how people can really sit up. I know a person right now, y'all, that then destroyed her own life, being vindictive, being dishonest, being evil. And all she sat around and did was talk about people. But this person got to the point where she just talked about everybody. She said to me one day in a text that the reason why I hang around people, and a lot of y'all do this, and some of us are guilty of doing it as well. The reason why I hang around people that's doing less, I hang around people that's less fortunate than me, so they won't have nothing. So they won't have nothing up on to say about me. Word up. I hang around people that's less fortunate than me, so they won't have nothing to say. So they can't say nothing about me. They won't have nothing over me. She felt comfortable with that. She's comfortable with that. That's crazy. Get your life together. Find another way to communicate. Y'all, it just blew me away when I said that. Shout out to my people on Twitter, man. Shout out to Twitter love. Shout out to Facebook love and MySpace love. Let's stop the talk about tea parties, y'all. If you see somebody, that you met on a job or in school or they knew, welcome them. Because remember, you was a new person at the time, too. Word up. Don't forget that. You was a new person before. You was a new person on the block. And automatically, we ready to hate. We ready to throw the stones at them. Put them up on the cross. Who that? I don't know how I'll mess with her. Cause she might be the police. He might be the popo. And to all you people that be saying that and is not doing nothing illegal, y'all whack, yo. It's whack to do something illegal, period. But y'all be super fake thugs. Oh, you fake eyelash thugs, you fake eyelash hustlers. Knock it off. Like you really moving weight. I'm going to smack a couple of people this morning. Father God, give me, breathe, your audience, Ebony, your audience. Thank you, Future Guru 100. But it's to talk about a tea party. You talk about me when I'm doing good and you talk about me when I'm doing bad, but you just talk about me, period. But some people are very feral and you can crush them, man. You can crush them. Oh, my God, shout out to Mother Knows. I listened to her show last night, and she dropped the diva bomb on me. We all need to pray for the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin, y'all. Let's pray for Aretha Franklin. My diva has cancer, and she's dying. She's dying, y'all. She has about 6 to 8 months to live, and according to her weight, you know, she may not make it that whole, but she's fighting. She's fighting, and I will know one thing about she's a very blessed woman. She definitely has the blood of Jesus all over her. But let's pray for my diva, Aretha Franklin. And the sad thing about it, people just talk about it. Like you know, they talk about the lady is dying. Oh, my God, not my queen. That's my queen. Man, I need her. I swear I need her. But y'all make sure y'all get y'all shouts out and prayers for her because, you know, she's definitely going through a hard time right now. She's still the queen. She always going to be the queen. She always going to have her spirit as well. But, you know, just make sure y'all keep her in y'all prayers. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Go wash your hands before you dig into this plate because I'm definitely got spiritual feeding for your soul. Let's get into this music because I got a surrender mess. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned and live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. And we are getting our spiritual feeding on. Go wash your hands, y'all, because it's time to feed the spirit. All week we've been talking about communication, and we definitely sometimes communicate. A lot of times communicate in negative ways. And I'm talking today about these talk about tea parties. For those who don't know what talk about tea parties is, talk about tea parties is when you have your little breakfast club, your little lunch clique, your little peanut poo putt gallery, you know, partners, and y'all all get together and y'all just talking about people. Or somebody is talking about you. But according to what God says, what the word says, it says an ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. Before I went into the music, I was talking about an individual, and she actually says, you know, I hang around people that's less fortunate than me so I can have basically, so they can't talk about me. I ain't about people that's doing bad, so they can't talk about me. Are you one of them people? Are your friends, the friends around you, are they less fortunate than you? You know, y'all know the whole thing like, oh, I'm going to bring my ugly friend with me so I can look better than her. And the sad thing about it, you may be as ugly as her. Same thing for men, I'm going to bring my bummy friend with me so I can look good. And it's sad that a lot of times that, you know, we basically play on people's emotions and put them in a position and, you know, try to make them feel like they'll never be great or they're not destined for greatness. I definitely want to get your opinion on that. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And check in with me on the live chat. Shout out to guest 162014 in the chat room. Shout out to you. I definitely want to get your opinion about that. And I dropped the bomb about the queen, Aretha Franklin. My diva is dying. She has cancer. And she has about 6 to 8 months to live. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because, you know, how they were presenting it and talking about it, like it was some type of, like it was a peanut gallery. But the woman is dying, and she is definitely the queen of soul. She is definitely her original diva. And, you know, we definitely got to pray for her, y'all, and shouts out to her. You know, but these talk about tea parties. We get all caught up and talking about one another. And in case maybe when somebody talking about you or when you talking about somebody, it's something that they have that you don't have or something you have that they don't have. So we use our words like blades and cut one another. Just talking, the conversation. You would see a chick like, I don't like, why such and such, this, and this, and that, and so forth. You know, what? Why don't you like this person? I just don't like her. It's just something about her that I don't like. I don't know what it is, but I know she's a snake, or he's sneaky, or he ain't about nothing. Let's look at the profiling. Oh, he been in jail. She done been in jail. They thugs. They ain't going nowhere. The whole family is ignorant. One person. Y'all let one person mess it up for the whole crew. I said, wow. Yo, that, it still blows my mind. It still blow my mind. Oh, they ain't gonna change. It's like they applying for a job for us. Like they need. Shout out to my personal assistants too. Shout out to my personal assistant that's rocking hard with me. Shout out to Future Guru 100, man, still on his job. I know that's right, but you know we be so caught up like they applying for a job with us, like they filled out the application and be offering. Are you serious? Are you really serious? And then when somebody, oh, let's check this out right here. When somebody do get themselves together, like from coming from running the streets or whatever the case may be, when they do get themselves together and turn their life around, what we say, oh, they now they are holier than thou now. Look at them. Too good now. I remember when she was just snorting coke on the back stairs. I mean, when she was just, or he was just tricking down the street a few minutes ago. Come on, y'all. These talk about tea parties got to stop. Now, not only are you guilty at a talk about tea party if you're talking, but you're guilty, too, if you're just letting it go on. You just standing by being a talk about tea party listener. Just listening, just watching it go down. I'm praising them, my pumps this morning, y'all, because it's very important. It's people out there that's definitely been hurt. It's somebody that's going through something right now that's so caught up about what the family is saying, what their friends are saying, a situation that happened, and they just want to shell in the house. They don't want to go nowhere. You know, with people talking about people, how many times have you bear witness to the dialogue like this or even engaged in such judgment of a speculation? There are better ways to talk to people, y'all, to get to know strangers, you know, to build friendships. Mean-spirited chatter is a waste of time, sisters. It's a waste of time, brothers. It's a waste of time. It's real nice. It's real nice. It's all gravy to be a part of a group, and, you know, to laugh and have fun and to learn about each other. But it's another thing entirely to spitefully speculate about others. You just being spiteful to judge, to spread rumors, or circulate sad truths. Like, girl, you know our baby died, and you know our father died, and you know she strung out. You know he got the package. He lost his job. Girl, their house burned down. He got caught with 12 guns. Come on. Spreading sad truths. People are very frail, y'all, and imperfect. And they need to understand from their friends, and they need to understand it from friends and neighbors. We need to be understanding with them. We all make mistakes. We done went through some stuff in our life before. We ain't the only ones. How would you like if somebody went out and spreaded your personal business, your deep, dark secrets? How would you like if there was a room where people can go and chat about you? About the deepest, nastiest, meanest, darkest thing that you ever did. How would you like that? None of us know the intentions of another person's heart, man. But we all need to understand, be understanding and forgiving. Seriously, having these talk about tea parties, making one person the subject, and we all talking about it. And then it gets worse because after you come from lunch or for breakfast, you get on your phone and you text about it. Then you get on the internet and you tweet about it. Come on. But now one time throughout that texting, that tweeting, and that talking, did you try to encourage that person to come to them or be an intercessor to come to them in their aid? I'm just blown away. I definitely got to give a shout-out to DJ Keystone. Want to give a shout-out to Poochie7060. Want to give a shout out to Dr. Tiffany Brown, MK Monkeys, Indy Light, Y.B, Geek Forever, all that good Twitter love. I got messages out of nowhere. And you know what? Talk about, I have this thing called Hot Mess News that I do on the other shows, y'all. And it does be Hot Mess News. Now, a guy just challenged me in my head, and I just got this thought, like, are you talking about people through Hot Mess News? Yes, I am. I'm definitely going to bring Hot Mess News to the light, but I have to be very cautious of what I'm talking about, you know, because there is some things that just, some things that, you know, I just can't go by, but now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to talk about the hot mess news, but I'm going to bring some positivity to it because that's what it's all about. The show is all about positivity. It's all about uplifting one another. And it's this topic that I really wouldn't speak about on my spiritual feeding show. You're going to have to tune in later on tonight. Tune in later on tonight to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop History. I'm definitely going to be giving credit and shout out to the ladies of hip hop, man. But, you know, if you're going to talk about a sad truth or a situation, please make sure you have some positivity behind it to help the individual or to help the individuals that it's affecting. Don't just, you know, call your girl up on the phone like, girl, I got some hot mess news, girl. I got to tell you what happened. Let me tell you about this person over here and that person over there. Shout out to Jamie live in the chat room. What's up, honey? Good morning. But, yeah, you know, when you call somebody up, we be excited, too, like it's burning our tongue. Oh, I get it now. The scripture on today, it says, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. Pleasing words are as honeycombs, sweet to the soul, as health to the bones. An ungodly man digs up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. I get it now, the burning. We digging up evil, we digging up drama, having these talk about tea parties, having this talk about breakfast, the talk about lunch parties, you know, and we be burning to get it out, like, yo, I got to tell you this, blah, blah, blibbity, blah, wham. That's how that go. Talking about people, yo, we definitely got to get our spirits together, whatever the case may be, because everybody needs a second chance, no matter what it is. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Again, go wash your hands before you put your hands in the spiritual pots, because you will get your hands smacked. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or log in with me live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpots. ENT, that's live online. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, man. Give people a second chance. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. We all definitely need a second chance. That was definitely a hot song, and I definitely love that song. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It is over here raining in the Washington State right now. And it's not, I'm saying that it's raining because when I was listening to the song and I heard the rain on the window pane, oh, it's so relaxing. It's such meditating. And, you know, I'm sipping my OG coat in my stomach. But when I was listening to the rain, it brought me peace. It got me calm because I'm not one for cold weather. But it brought me to the realization that there's a lot of people right now, and especially shout out to the Army Wives. Shout out to the Army Wives that hold their husbands down. And they have to deal with the rain 365 days a year, man. And not just the physical rain, just the rain period. Their husbands are active in the Army, and at any time they have to get up and move. One wife is in June is going to be moving to Alaska in a bid met in the smack dab in the middle of the summer. Her family has to get up and relocate to Alaska because that's where his unit is going, you know. And some wives is home pregnant, or they're going to spend the holidays alone because their husbands are over there fighting the war. You know, me being out here in Washington, and my sister, you know, her and her husband is in the military, so they're Army spouses. I see, you know, up close and personal the stuff that they have to bear. They have to bear, but it's really, and a lot of times when you leave women alone to chatter with other women, there's only two things that can come out of that. It can be some good stuff, some family-oriented, positive stuff going on, or you can get some mess going, some talk about tea parties, some beefing and whatnot. Like, women, we got to stop being so catty. I mean, some of you men are just as talk about, just having you talk about tea party, y'all almost worse than women. But I have to stick on the women for right now. I'll get to the men in a little bit. But we have an opportunity, and that's why I love my Mary Kay business. My Mary Kay business gives me an opportunity to reach out to women. I can do two things for this woman. I can give her the opportunity to feel good about her skin, or feel good about a little bit of eyeshadow, a lip gloss, or whatever, or I can offer her the opportunity to run her own business. And that's great for me. It gives me a good way to network with women and rather be catty. And don't get me wrong, every woman does not like Mary Kay. Oh, I don't wear makeup. I don't put this and this and this and that on my face. Or I don't do, I'm more of a natural person. And there's ways, you know, I have come to, you got to overcome rejection. It's this book called Overcoming Rejection Will Make You Successful. It'll make you a millionaire. I know I got it around here somewhere. But overcoming rejection, people, we got to overcome rejection, man. You can't just stop. When somebody say no, here it is. Overcoming rejection will make you rich. 12 ways to turn rejection into unlimited abundance, successful, and freedom is by Larry Diaghi, but it's called Overcoming Rejection Will Make You Rich. 12 ways to turn rejection into unlimited abundance, success, and freedom. If somebody tells you no, if you're talking to them about something and they shoot your ideal down, ladies, if they shoot your opinion down, ladies, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have something personal against you. I think about that. They probably do. But don't necessarily mean that they have, y'all know I'm goofy, that they have something personal against you. Sometimes people say no because they're having a bad day all around, period. You know, sometimes people reject certain ideals or whatever the case may be because, you know, they feel sometimes intimidated. Sometimes people say no because something happened at home that's still lingering with them and somebody aggravate them and they feel in some type of way. But then what we do after somebody rejects us and turns us down, we go get on the phone or get on the text or get on Facebook or get on Twitter and air it all out. When we can't come to a point that we can agree about something. When you can't agree about something, it's so crazy that if somebody is not agreeing with you or you feeling threatened with your position and, you know, all this stuff, come on. Now you want to go and get on Twitter and have a Twitter fight. Attention, everybody. Me and such having a Twitter fight. We having a Facebook fight. But it's all about that talking about he said, she said. And with these whole social networkings and putting y'all business out there, y'all be very clear because it was a really big story on Facebook. It turned tragic. These two chicks were beefing on Facebook. And it got ugly. Basically, it got ugly. They end up seeing each other in the street, and they both had cars. It became a high-speed chase. One of the girls had a baby in the car. The other girl had a best friend in the car. And they was having a high-speed chase and end up getting into a really bad accident. And the girl best friend died. And the other girl, thank God nothing happened to the baby. But y'all know what they was beefing over? They was beefing over a dude. And not only was they beefing over a dude, they was beefing over a dude in jail. Are y'all serious? Like, are y'all serious? And a lot of times out of 10, he ain't going to want to have nothing to do with neither one of them now because he's like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't know what's wrong with them crazy chicks. So think about it before y'all start having these talk about tea parties and these online wars or whatever the case may be. Because it's not worth it. You bringing somebody down, you killing somebody's spirit. Because and we thought it realized too, when we talking about people and we having these talk about tea parties, everybody gets their turn. Your turn is coming. Just imagine if God lets your secret sleep slip out. The things that you pray to him about, the things that you ask him for forgiveness for. Like, Lord, please don't ever let me have to do that again or never let nobody find out. I'll find out about your little secret hidden stories that ain't such and such baby. Or that ain't her real father or his real father. Hiding these secrets, these deep, dark secrets. Don't y'all know that y'all just making biz with the devil? That's all right, because what's done in the dark always got to come to the light, baby. But it's that patience that we got to have. You got to have patience, y'all. If you don't got patience, you're not going to be able to have anything. Anything and everything that you try to touch is going to crumble. I'll show you how to do this, son. Forgive me for that random outburst. I'm actually doing the show and tweeting at the same time. And, you know, I'll be reading the tweets that people tweet as well. But it's so important that we stop talking about people and stop. Yeah, I'm going to get back to that, too. If you only thing that you got to talk about is your cars and your nails, and I mean, it's so whack now. It's over. Yeah, I got these pumps and this job and my flat screen TV and all that stuff. Like, you're so shallow. People are really not. And you thinking that they around you because of you. No, they around you because of your flat screen TV. They want to come over and watch your cable, eat up your food, drink up your drink, smoke up your smoke, chill with you, and then they gone. It's something that you're missing. You're not getting it. You thinking it's all about you, but it's not. But what happens is, once you fall off that horse and all your good stuff is gone, then they start talking about you. You know, she went through like 10 stacks in 2 months. She had all that money. She had a good job. She lost it, started hanging around with the bums, whatever the case may be. Those was your roadies, though. Those was your friends. And the ones that was in the talk about tea party with you. The one that was having the too much brunch with you. Those your homies. And now that you have fell off, now they talking about you. Now you the topic of the subject. You today's topic. Like, oh, she got to be an idiot. If I had that money, if I had this, if I had that. She's a fool. He's a fool. He gave all that chick his money. Now he broke. He done went off to jail. He was paying all that girl rent, taking care of her kids. Now he done went off to jail, and she messing with the next dude. He's a dummy. I want to get y'all plenty of this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. If you're live on the line and you have an opinion and you want to express your opinion, press the 1 button, and I'll bring you in live on the line, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Star Radio ENT. We get in our spiritual feeding on. It's so important that we step our games up and get positive in us rather than negative. Because it's too much negative going around. Positivity is something rare. It's like when you go to the grocery store. Something that small comes in a small variety, like cottage cheese. Not even cottage, crumble cheese. You know, like crackleberry cheese. It comes in that stick, but you can get the big thing of Cascadel cheese. Because the reason why you can get it in a larger commodity because it's imitation. It don't have good nutrients in it for you. It's really not good stuff. But the crackleberry cheese is a lot smaller and more pricey. That's because it has value. It's made with quality. And that's what we got to start realizing with our friends in these conversations that we have in. If everybody is talking about the topic, there's nothing good in it for you. The internet, negativity, people hating on something. If everybody's talking about it, most likely it's something negative. But when you talk about something godly, something spiritually, something positive, it's like two hands full of people. Because everybody want to jump on the whole negative bandwagon. Let's go to the workplace. The workplace is like the feeding ground for talk about tea parties. The school is the feeding ground for talk about tea parties. We go on our breaks, you know, go on our lunch. We all work in the same place. We're not even 15 to 20 feet away from each other. But we all up in somebody's business. Worrying about somebody else's business is not even doing our job, let alone doing it correctly. You ain't even doing your job. You want to know why? Because I'm over here in the health food department, and you over there in dairy. You came all the way from dairy over here to tell me about something the cashier looking at you tight sideways. If she look at me tight sideways one more time, I swear to God I'm going to knock her out. Knowing you ain't going to do nothing. Knowing you need that little dairy money. Why is you worried about what somebody else doing? And for the person that comes to you and telling you about the drama, do I'm trying to figure out a way that you can tell them keep it moving without being aggravating. But if they're coming to you and talking about somebody else on the job, you need to be like, oh, I heard that. And be like, yo, let me tell you about this situation right here. I got some positive news. You know, you can be like, you know what, they're going to be who they're going to be. That's what you can say. Change the conversation. That's your job. If somebody comes to you talking about some unnecessary mess, change the conversation because they was bubbling. They was burning when they was on their way over to you because they couldn't wait to tell you. Change the conversation. Like, you know what, they're going to be who they're going to be at the end of the day. I don't really want to waste some time about talking about that person because it ain't really going to change nothing. But what I do want to talk about is going back to school. Watch when you change the conversation around. Watch when you change the positive around how they face turn. It's going to look like they just melt it, like they just set on fire somewhere. Like, huh? They come and talking to you about the negativity. Yo, I got piff on deck, yo. I was high as ever last night. I don't want to hear about that, yo. I want to hear about something positive. I tell somebody, I really don't, it really doesn't make me, you know, never mind. I want to hear about something positive, man. I don't want to talk about negativity. That's not bringing, that's not putting no money in my pocket. That's not feeding my spirit. That's not doing nothing for me. I've been talked about, mistreated. I've been up, I've been down, almost to the ground. But as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I groove on with some gospel music, y'all. So just chill, sit back, relax, get your Bluetooth in, get your earpiece in, because we're about to go. Call me at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or log in with the live chat because I'm about to be chatting on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Let's go, y'all.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name. I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm pretty, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it's just for me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
Oh, I realize.
Yeah.
standard against him. And he won't profit, no, 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 no. It won't work. Say no, weapon. If I could get somebody to stand with me tonight and declare that no weapon formed against me is going to profit. No weapon formed against your home. No weapon formed against your children. Say,
it won't work. No.
and I praise the Lord like you're crazy. Let me tell you why. Because see, while you clapping your hands and the devil is wreaking havoc in your home, this confuses the enemy. That's because you're not praising him because what's going on. You praise him because you know the outcome is you win. You win because your heavenly Father is getting ready to jump up in this.
Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. No weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding, and I definitely had to play that song because no matter if they're talking about you, they're having to talk about tea party, a talk about pajama party, a talk about party period. No weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. Keep that song in your head and in your spirit. Because with that being said, you know, people going to always talk about you. They're going to talk about when you're doing good, when you're doing bad. They talked about Jesus. So why do you care if somebody else is talking about you? Don't take it personal. Please don't take it personal. And remember that God made you in his image. So you're perfect. You're perfect just the way you are. You are made in God's image, and that's what makes you perfect. And if anybody say, you know, who died and made you the Queen of Sheba, you can say Jesus died for me, and he made me, you know, his child. God gave his only son for me, and I'm God's child. I'm not saying get all up on your high horse like you can't do nothing. Now, don't take it out of context, y'all. Don't go run and say Diva Mary Kay said no. Diva Mary Kay did not say that. you are a queen. You are a king. Isn't it time that you start to act according to the gift that God has blessed you with on today? Isn't it time for you to start taking your rightful place as a queen and as a king? Brothers and sisters in these relationships, isn't it time that we start to respect and treat one another as a king and as a queen? Let's look further into this relationship, this communication that we have with one another. You can tell me you love me, and I tell you I love you, and then that's it. But it's time for us to upgrade. We said he's talking about a particular situation that we have. It's time for us to do some action, put some action towards it. We can talk about all day what we want to do and what we're going to do, but till the action comes in, it's just talk. That's all it is. It's just talk. I'm more than just your girlfriend. I'm your queen. I'm your wife. So make me that. And ladies, demand that. Men, you're more than just the boyfriend, the man, the child's father. You are her king. You are her husband, the man that she makes you that. I want more than just a girlfriend-boy situation. I want a commitment. I want a marriage. I'm willing and able to commit and love you for the rest of my life and respect you. As the king or queen that you are where I want to be. You are who I want to build with. Because other than that, we just going around, you know, it's like a drive-through. I don't want drive-through food. I like to sit down and have my dinner. I like for my dinner to be served to me. I like nice tables. I love nice china. I love great food. I got a thing for champagne glasses. I don't know, maybe it's me. I drink everything out of champagne glasses, water, orange juice. Ask my booby, he'll tell you. Ask my family, they'll tell you. They chalk it up as me being such a diva, but no, I'm royalty. I'm royalty because I'm made in God's image and God loves me. And he only wants the good things in life for me, but the first thing that I must have is that spiritual feeding. I'm getting spoiled right now. God is spoiling me with the word. God is spoiling me and giving me the knowledge. No weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. You must keep your eyes on me, my child. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord. You're not going to be able to chase the Lord with heels on, I'm telling you. The shoe boots, them stilettos, you're not going to be able to chase them in your stilettos. You got to get some real sound grade ground equipment. Throw your sneakers on. Worship for the Lord. You can look cute in sneakers. I look cute in my sneakers. I love pink. I love black. But I love the Lord more than I love anything. It was family that wrote me off. It's family out there. For those who listen, they wrote you off. They said you ain't never going to succeed. You ain't never going to do nothing. You too grown and you got kids and you still ain't doing nothing with your life. That's okay. See, be thankful for the hate. And be thankful for the hate because it's a message in that hate that you need to get. And you need to take it to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, I got these people saying these negative things to me, and you know, I have to be honest with you, Lord, they hurt me. But what is it in this message that I need to get from it? What am I, what I need to, what information, what instructions do I need to get from this hate? What information do I need to get from this talk about Tea Party? Because you got people out there that just, their whole life is to talk about people. That's all they do. They don't have nothing negative to say. They talk about everybody. Their kids, their spouses, they talk about everybody. But the main word, the common word there is talk. It's talk. It ain't nothing else. It's talk. And that's exactly what it's going to be. It's talk. Lil Diva is up, a.k.a. Lil Bully. It's up, out and about. And my baby, I love her. She came in a room with snot hanging everywhere talking about I need tissue. Passed right by the bathroom. But it's all G. I'm here to help. God is so good. He has made it available for us to extend and reach out. Mm-hmm. He has made it available for us to reach out. And God is so, so good. He checking me on the day. Y'all know that I'm getting conditioned myself with my words. Checking my words. Check your attitude. Check your attitude and get some gratitude on today. That's definitely what it's about. And don't be afraid to reach out to people. Don't be afraid to reach out and love on each other. Love one another. I'm so full of joy right now. And shout out to the pastor live in the building from Deliverance by Faith Church. I'm so thankful that you're here with me in the chat room. Do y'all know how blessed I was on, I think it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday that the pastor was in the building. I said, wow. God is so good. People can talk about you, and I like the pastor. It's not true. People going to say what they going to say and do what they going to do, but you have to keep moving. See, because your purpose is not the same as their purpose at all. Your life is not the same as their life. Your will is not the same as their will. But if you keeping your eyes focused on the Lord and you loving the Lord and you being faithful and you staying consistent with God, see, it's somewhere that you going that they can't go with you. Even your spouse, your family members, some of them not going to be able to go with you. You can't hold their hand. You can't pull them with you. Because they soul and their spirit has to be right. They got to put the armor on. You're not going to be able to take them to this fight, to this war. You fighting a war. You're a warrior. No weapon formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. You have to keep that in your head because the devil is going to try everything he can. The person that you thought would never say nothing bad about you. And this is how we're talking about communicating, y'all. We don't have to tear each other down and say mean and negative things about each other to communicate with one another. It's so important. If you feeling intimidated by somebody, or you feeling like somebody thinking they better than you, or whatever the case may be, that's your stuff. That has nothing to do with them. That's your stuff. That's your ego. Check your ego. Because you mad at them for no reason. A lot of times we don't even know why we mad. We just mad. I'm just mad. I got a person right now in my life, and, Lord, I'm going to pray over him. I'm going to keep continuing to pray over him, Lord. He gets upset at every holiday. Every holiday. I hate holidays. His birthday is in December. Not even that far from Christmas. Hate holidays because of a past experience. Something went wrong or something happened. He lost somebody very important to him in his life, so he hates the holidays. So he walk around like Ebenezer, humbug. And not even on holidays, just period. Life can change you so much, and then worrying about what somebody got to say about you, somebody being phony, or they phony, they always talking about me. Why do you care? Why are you wasting those emotions? That time you're wasting, you can be using that to bless somebody with the good news. With the good news, with what God is saying. And for those people that you really don't like and you really don't care for, let alone can't stand them, pray for them anyway. Pray for them anyway. I pray for the people who talk about me. I pray for the people that I really don't care for. I'm not going to sit here and say I love everybody, because that would be a lie. That would be a lie. But I refuse to ever talk about Tea Party about people. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I'm not wasting my time. I'll get the information, but the information that I'm getting, after I take it, I pray over that information. Because prayer changes. Prayer changes things. You know what? Even though they talked about R. Kelly so bad and exposed all the stuff that was going on or whatever the case may be, R. Kelly is still doing good. It was somebody, I think it was a comedian, that said, R. Kelly getting in trouble, all he got to do is turn around and make a gospel song and everybody forgives him. I don't know how true that is, but he did make a song called Prayer Changes, and we're about to get into that right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or check in with on the live chat with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I definitely want to hear y'all stories and y'all testimonies about this whole talk about situation or anything that's going on with you. Come on and worship with me this morning. It don't matter how young or how old you is, you never too young or too old to praise the Lord, because he gave you this day. Pay homage.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain.
He hit me
at any given time.
He hit me
for no reason at all.
He hit me
so hard.
He hit me.
My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, and pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He got my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you,
prayer changed,
it changed,
prayer changed,
oh it changed,
prayer changed.
I'm a witness,
prayer changed,
that I know,
prayer changed,
it changed,
prayer changed,
it changed,
prayer changed.
I'm a living witness,
prayer changed.
I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team. I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I was getting nothing but all D's.
Whoa.
And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life.
Algebra.
I studied hard.
Chemistry.
I gave my all.
Calculus.
Oh my God,
English.
So many flaws.
Man, ball didn't look too good for me.
Yeah. My future could not see.
Ooh.
I had lost all my beliefs,
uh-huh.
And gave up on all my dreams.
Ooh, yeah.
Then I went to church on Sunday,
uh-huh.
And the pastor began to preach.
Yeah.
It was like he was talking to me,
oh,
when he said, I can do all things.
Ooh.
In Christ is strength and
strength.
And for me that was enough.
Whoa.
Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you,
prayer
changes things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes. Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve them. Listening to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in. We were separated at least for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
She was wilding in the clubs. I was out there doing wrong too.
Whoa.
And we would walk around the house,
yeah.
Putting each other down,
yeah.
I mean right in front of the kids,
yeah.
We would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident,
yeah.
And I almost lost my life,
yeah.
And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes a way,
yeah.
When we said there was no way,
yeah.
I'm out the hospital and back at home. Planning another wedding day, I tell you.
Prayer change.
It changed.
Prayer change.
Prayer change.
Prayer change.
Prayer change.
Prayer change.
Things I'm going with is it.
Prayer change.
Change.
Prayer change.
Prayer
change.
Change.
Prayer changes things.
Now all of these things were happening in one family,
yeah.
But that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Oh.
And if you didn't know,
yeah.
Now you shouldn't know.
Oh.
All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again.
Thank
four kids now cause they just had twins.
Thank
little sister all grown up now. She's
yeah.
A lawyer married with one child now.
Jeez.
2 years big brother's out of college.
Thank
and he's got his hands full.
Hallelujah.
Blessed with skills, blessed
hey.
With knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls. I'm a witness.
Prayer changes,
yeah.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Oh, what it looks like.
Prayer changes.
You can't make
it all.
I know that
prayer
changes. Changes things.
Prayer changes things. Prayer changes.
In the middle of the
storm.
Prayer will
prayer changes.
Cause it changes.
No matter what you're going through, prayer will change it. just pray and give it over to the Lord, y'all. I love that song. I love the stories that he incorporated in that song, and I love the message that he brought to it. In spite of, just look at R. Kelly, y'all. You know, a lot of us think, oh, we listen to this and we listen to that. You can't have a divided heart, understandable. But just because we're young don't mean that we can't praise the Lord. Don't mean we can't praise in our pumps, man. That's what it's about, ladies. Let's start giving it up and praising for the Lord. God is so, so good. And I have the blessing. When I say the blessing, I'm blessed to do this show, and I'm blessed to have the pastor live in the building. Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent, my sister, excellent. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. I don't want to come off sound the soul, you know, deep and what have you. But, you know, just because that song, Prayer Changes Things, and to be alive and to still, you know, have activities of our limbs, you know, God is real good to us. He's real. I have to repent. God is not good. Let me jump side to head with this. God is not good. We have to stop saying that God is good, because grilled cheese sandwiches are good. Hamburgers are good. And God is far, far better than that. So he's awesome. He's just, you know, he's like they say, off the chain, you know. He's past good. He's excellent. He's perfect. And so, you know, I'm so glad to be here today with you. When you were talking about people talking about people, and like you mentioned in the chat room. The Lord spoke to me a couple of months ago. He says, people are always going to talk about you. He says, they're always going to talk about you, but it don't have to be true. What they say about you don't have to be true. Diva thinks she all of that, and, you know, she this and this and this and that. That don't have to be true. And, you know, people talking about us every day. You know, even people that we don't even know, they're talking about us. But some of the things that they say, it's the negative things, let me say, it don't have to be true. It don't have to be true. Now, let me...
Go ahead, Pastor.
I heard your heart. That's I heard your heart. I believe that was your heart that you were referring to about your Boaz.
Mm-hmm.
And how you would be faithful and what have you. Let me encourage not just you, but everybody that's listening. The problem with marriage today is we don't wait for God to send our divine connection. In other words, the Bible says he that findeth a wife. It didn't say he that findeth a woman or he that findeth a man. But he says that he that findeth a wife or a husband, and the Lord said what he means is he that findeth the person that I divinely connected you to. Then you find a good thing. Now you found your good thing. And to all those people that are listening, young sisters, young brothers, wherever you hear this broadcast, wait and to the Lord. And when you connect with that person, you know, this is who God connected me to. You, and then that's the person that you pursue. And that's the person that you give your love. That's the person that you can give all yourself to. Because, you know, one more thing, it's kind of on the other side, we're on the other side of the track, but don't ignore the signs. Come on, everybody say that. Don't ignore the signs. In other words, you're riding down the street, stop sign coming up. What happens if you ignore that stop sign? You might get hit by an 18-wheeler because you ignored the sign. And in relationships, we have to learn not to ignore the signs. No matter whether they're positive or negative, don't ignore. Okay, she got this good quality. I see this, okay? I'm checking that sign out. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, she's verbal. She's verbal abusive. She's calling me all kind of this and that and all kind of names. Don't ignore that sign. Because then when you hook up with that person and you know this is what that person do, then you can't say nothing in the middle of the game. Hey, man, don't talk to me that way. But I was talking to you that way from day one. And you wanted me past what I was doing. So, you know, we want people to respect us. So if you're this coming out the gate, disrespecting, okay, one more sign. One more sign.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
And you definitely, definitely, definitely right about that. And I want to get somebody's opinion on that, to call in on that situation, because the hotlines is lighting up. And I want to say this quick to y'all. Matter of fact, I'm going to let this person get their opinion in, and I'm going to say this because I'm so glad, Pastor, that you just said that. But I got the word, and I took some notes. But I'm going to open up Angel live in the building. Angel, welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
You and Juan will get along because they both love music.
Angel?
You get along because y'all.
Okay. I don't think that she can hear me really clearly right now. I don't want to open up the line, but I definitely will open up the line to Future Guru 100. Guru, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I'm definitely here. And I'm glad you're praising to this morning. Praising. And, you know, I just caught a little bit just now about what you said. You got a new topic, so, I was running around back and forth, running errands, so I just tuned back into the show. I'm calling in because I know it's almost prayer time.
You always tune in around the end of the show because you know it's prayer time, but make sure you get your spiritual feet in there for the whole show. But I'm thankful for you to call in, but the pastor just dropped some jewels on us, you know, and I like what he said about don't ignore the signs. Don't ignore, and I was talking about, you know, as far as with the relationship-wise, and everybody's going to talk about you and say, oh, you with him, oh, you with her, such and such and such, but like the pastor said, you know when God has sent you this person. You know, but in because y'all connected, y'all divinely connected to one another. You know when God has sent this person for you, and it's in your spirit. But I like what he said about don't ignore the signs, and this is a couple things that we need to do as far as with these relationships. When you see somebody in, you know, first of all, don't judge by appearance. Don't judge that person. Oh, they look so good. Oh, he's so fine, and oh, she just looks so good. She just glowing, nice chocolate sister, and oh, a tall black brother or whatever. But first thing is, don't judge by appearance. The second thing is, don't get too close too soon. Do not get too close too soon to a person, because before you know it, you done got too close too soon. Honey, come here, sweetie. Come in. We're going to have to. Come on, Dora. Come on, baby. Let's get Dora. So she is twinkle, twinkle. My co-host.
Uh-huh.
Yay, co-host. Come on, co-host. This is my co-host, Saya. Yes, this is my co-host, Saya. She was singing a little song for us, but now she's going to have to go with Dora because we doing the work. Some stuff on today. But I wanted to talk again about don't get too close too soon. It's so important that we don't get too close too soon, because you didn't spend some time with this person, and now you didn't got intimate with this person.
There you go.
You didn't
there
gave
you
it
go.
Up. You didn't
there
gave
you
it
go.
Up. You didn't exchange the lustful factors between you and this person, and now after
go.
The but, then what? Now what is it that mm-hmm. y'all have to share? Because that's the most mm-hmm. sacredest thing. Besides your spirit, but you want to be able to connect with this person on a spiritual and emotional level rather
mm-hmm.
than on a lustful thing. That's how you know that you got something special, when you take the physical part out of it. Is this person
mm-hmm.
with me because they care about me? Is this person with me because, you know, is it because of the sex? Is it because
mm-hmm.
of the way I look? Is it because of the money? Don't get too close too soon, or you're going to go ahead and throw the blessing all the way out the door before you even got it.
That's another point
that I wanted to make. I have a third point as well. Give me a second that I want to make here because I wrote this down. The third point, don't be in a hurry.
Yeah.
Do not be in a hurry in these relationships, y'all. Don't be in a hurry. Well, I'm ready to take it to the altar, girl. Let's go. Well, if you ain't doing this, if you ain't marrying me no time soon, then we can be. Come on. I know you want to be the wife. I know you want to be the husband. I know you want to be the head. I know you want to be the caretaker. But don't be in a hurry because y'all got some work to do. You haven't even known each other for a year. A year yet, and you're talking about getting married, and what's going to happen is you're going to get into that marriage, and you're going to start to see some things that you don't like.
You're
going to be stressed
out.
Y'all going to start to see some things that y'all don't like about one another, and then it's over. It was a waste of time. Fourth point. I got two more points here. Fourth point. Do not ignore your gut feeling. That gut feeling is a warning. It is a warning about this person. It's like God put up a big warning sign. You know how you're driving on the highway and you see that big black and yellow warning sign? Traffic is merging to the left because it was an accident. The gut feeling is telling you that you are coming up on an accident. You are coming up on some drama, some problems. You are coming up on some congestion. This person has some stuff about them that they're hiding. You couldn't see it because you're traveling on this road, but the gut feeling was a sign to let you know. But if you ignore the sign, you're going to run right into the accident, and you're going to crash too. My last point. Never, never meet your family. I'm not going to say never let them meet your family of your friends, but meet their family and their friends. Meet the family. Check out the history. Check out the positive history to the family. Check out the negative history to the family. You want to know the family has emotional problems. Health problem, drug problem, stress problem, jail problem, money problems. This is an investment. A relationship is an investment. You want to know why? Because when a relationship starts off, it's like a part-time job. This is a part-time. Then y'all get to know each other. Okay, I want to make a commitment. I want to be full-time. A marriage is a partnership. You went from working part-time, it was all cute, in the summertime, y'all walking in the park and sharing ice cream, making lemonades, whatever. Then you went from getting together, cooking, building, putting money together, paying bills in the house. Now, after this time has passed, now y'all talking about a commitment, a marriage, a partnership. We are partners. Now we run this company together. So, again, don't judge by appearance on how they look. Don't get too close too soon. Save it. Men, too, save your body. Save your body.
You got
a temple, too. Men, y'all got temples. Your body is just as important as hers. Three, don't be in a hurry. Don't rush it. Don't try to make – if you're rushing it, you're going to be overlooking some things about that person, and then you're going to start making excuses for their behavior. Oh, he came from a messed up childhood. That's why he angry. I can help him. I can change him. Or she came from a drug-addicted family, so, you know, she smoked weed to calm her nerves. I can help her. I can change her. Knock it off. You can't. You're only making excuses because of how you feel. My feelings for this person, I feel she make me feel good. He make me feel good. And what's going to happen? Point four is going to come in. Don't ignore the gut feeling. All them feelings is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now. Y'all going to have to get it, because I'm not going to tell you something that I haven't been through, first of all. And second of all, the word of God already backed it up a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking on today in my life to apply the word. That's
mm-hmm.
why my relationship is not always peachy clean, but I tell you something, I know for a fact that this is my mate, because the
mm-hmm.
physical part of it is not even there. But we witness with each other. We talk with each other. We talk about personal stuff. We talk about business stuff. He supports me. And the one important thing that I really care and I honestly say I love about this man is that he loved God more than he loved me.
Yes.
He would not allow me to come in between the words.
Mm-hmm.
Shut me down. Like, hold on, Booby. You got a little attitude right now. I'm gonna take you to the Lord. I'm not going. You know, I know God has put us together for a reason, but we hold on through the barren storms, and it's not nothing physical going on. That's a plus for me.
Mhm.
Mhm. I'm gonna let y'all go
you
ahead.
You said something.
Uh huh.
You said a lot of. A lot of good things, sis. You really did. I'm really proud of you for your perspective and for your respect for you, not only for other people but for yourself. And that's a lot of things. That's, you know, that's and I know it's kind of rough. I've been single before, so I know what life has. But when you really have a heart for God. And then too, like you just said, if the person that you're trying to hook up with don't love God, then that's not the person for you. If you love God, then don't go with somebody that don't love God like you love God. Because the Bible says don't be unequally yoked. And watch this, human souls, that they might love God, but they might not love God on the level that you love God. And so we all need somebody either where we at or above where we at, so that we're not bringing each other down. And I'm really happy to hear you say that, because, you know, a lot of women and men too, you know, you go out and you get somebody out in the street. Now, that life is supposed to be over. And they're not trying to think about God, and here you are dragging dead weight because of, like you said, because, oh, she looked good. Oh, he looked good. He got it going on in the looks. You said a mouthful when you said, and it looks, when you go before the Lord and you say, Lord, I'm ready, but now before you even do that, we have to prepare ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We got to prepare ourselves for a relationship. Don't go in relationship with a whole truckload of moving truckload of baggage.
And I like what you said right there. What you going to bring? You're going to bring your mate to the Lord and say, yeah, Lord, this is the man that I brought you because he looked good.
Yeah, he looks like I want. He's 6'3", and he's brown skin. He's whatever you like. Or for the guys, man, she's 34, 26, 34. Lord, you know,
right.
I like that. And sometimes, you know, the most prettiest looking people are the worst people to deal with. They're fine on the outside, but on the inside they're wrecked. That
mm-hmm.
person on the inside, I've seen it. My own personal life had beautiful women, but they were tore up from the floor up on the inside. And so that's not, you know, Lord, when we look for our mate, Lord, give me who you would have. And they might not look all of that what you got. But like you were saying, we're going in this for until death do us part. Not until you do something and tell them what I don't like, then you got to go. No, we're in this all the way. We're going to stay together until I close my eyes or you close your eyes. But you know, and don't go in marriage thinking, well, if it don't work, I'm going to give it a year, and if it don't work, I'm bounced. Come on, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's not what God wants. And if we allow God to do it, His way, we're going to stay together. You will get married, and separation and divorce is not going to be an option.
You know what? God is so good, and we definitely at the end of the show, and we want to have a topic on this because it definitely need to be spoken upon because we let our flesh get to us and make wrong decisions for us, and I have done that, and I have wasted 5 years chasing a man that was not what God had for me at the end of the day anyway. I went through a lot of heartache and pain, but we definitely going to do a show on that because it's a lot of us going through it. But describe that, you know, unless you can speak kindly. We're going to get back to this whole talk about tea party thing. It's about communicating. Communicating, y'all. We're talking about communication all week. You know, describe that is unless that you can speak kindly. You know, you won't speak at all. When people begin to gossip, y'all, don't stand quietly by listening and absorbing the negative energy. You know, if you are unable to challenge the gossipers to lift the tone of their conversation, then remove yourself. Or if you can do it without preaching, share a positive experience you had. You know, it will soon be apparent that when it comes to juicy gossip and careless whispers, you just not that kind of woman, or you just not that kind of man. I'm encouraging you on today to uplift rather than tear down homes. For all my ladies out there, Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman build her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her own hands. It's prayer time, y'all. I need all hands bowed. I need all spirits open. We are in a quiet place with the Lord right now, no matter what's going on around us. We are putting our focus and our attention on the Lord because he deserves it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We should be glad in it. We should know what being happy, glad is all about. Lord, help us not to sit in judgment of others or stand idly by while folks talk poorly of one another. Father God, keep our hearts pure and our words kind, Lord. Father God, help us say no when an opportunity to hear something sinful presents itself in front of us, God. Father God, oh Lord, please help us always be mindful of your will. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I'm so glad that y'all all tuned in today, and I thank y'all for rocking out with me. It's always the upgrade on the show, each and every show. You never know who's going to call in or who's going to call in and share their opinion and worship with us. I'm glad that we talked on the topic today. It is these relationship things, and we definitely going to get into that. But later on today, we're going to have on 6 p.m. West Coast time and 9 p.m. East Coast time, we got Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, Hip Hop History, and we're going to have Money Mo live in the building, and we also going to be paying homage to the first, and not really the first, yeah, some of the first hip-hop queens, hip-hop female rappers in the game. So stay tuned. Follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay and check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/DivaMaryKay to get all the updates and infos. If you're in my contacts, you know you're going to get the text. Remember, y'all, put God first, family second, career third, and all things will work out to the better. Honey Bunny, this song right here is for you. I love y'all.
Can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah, and the point of it all love you. Yeah. My days seem long whenever we're apart. It's like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love you. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love. I love you, love you, love.